The answer is a down arrow for both ACTH and cortisol. Students fuck this question up all the time. They think that because you have Cushing syndrome that you must have an up arrow for cortisol, but that's not the case when you have an autoimmune disease managed with exogenous glucocorticoid. So this patient has SLE. You need to be able to infer that the patient is on exogenous steroids, especially when he or she presents with Cushing syndrome, as in this case. And you're going to have a suppression of ACTH at the hypothalamic pituitary axis. And in turn, your cortisol production, your endogenous cortisol production from the adrenal cortex will be suppressed. Exogenous prednisone, exogenous hydrocortisone, these are analogs of cortisol, but they are not the same thing as cortisol, okay? So just because you're giving exogenous glucocorticoid, that's not cortisol, okay? Your cortisol is only what you are producing endogenously, and it's going to be suppressed. So you need to take home the high yield point for steps 1, 2, and 3, okay? This shows up on step 3 as well, that if you have Cushing syndrome in the setting of someone who's on exogenous steroids, it's a down arrow for both ACTH and cortisol. That's it.